Hello and welcome to the International Soccer Preview by Soccerphiles Canada. My name is Kevin and we are continuing our look at the African Cup 2021, played in 2022, and we are looking at the players of Guinea in this podcast. So just a reminder for those watching on YouTube, we will be using a simple graphic where we write the names of the players so you can actually see and read them. And for those who are listening, audio listeners, we will try to say those names three times at least so that you become a bit familiar with them. Off we go then, and we start with the manager of Guinea, who is Kaba Diawara. Kaba Diawara has been the manager of the Guinea national team since October 2021, when he took over from Didier Cis. Kaba Diawara is a Guinea international. He played from 2004 to 2009. He had 29 caps and a healthy 11 goals. And he was born in France and played most of his career in France, but this is his first coaching job. He actually retired from playing football in 2011, and this job in 2021 is his first managerial job. So I'm not sure what he's been doing for the last 10 years, perhaps assistant coaching or administrative things. But anyway, national team manager now, and he's going to lead the team through. And let's move on to goalkeepers. So we have two definite candidates for goalkeepers. The first one is Moussa Camara. He played five of their 11 games in 2021 and was on the bench for six others. Moussa Camara has no tournament experience. He was selected for the 25-man preliminary squad in 2019, but didn't make the final cut. He's been with the team, though, since 2017 and has 18 caps. He's just 23 years old, and he plays for Horoya in Guinea. Also a definite candidate is Ali Keita. Ali Keita had played six of their 11 games in 2021 and was on the bench for four of those and not selected for one other. So he is pretty old at 35 and he's just been with the team since 2018. And in that time, he has 18 caps. He was the starter in the 2019 African Cup, but he lost his starting position after they tied Madagascar and he was replaced. He is born in Sweden. He has a Swedish mother and a Ghanaian father, and he plays for Östersunds in Sweden for quite a while, since 2014. So we consider these two, Moussa Camara and Ali Keita, definite. Among that, between those two, I would say Ali Keita is the starter, but honestly, I'm not sure. We have a likely candidate in Mohamed Camara. He also has no tournament experience. He's just been with the team since 2021, his first appearance being in March. And he didn't play any of their 10 games, but was on the bench for eight of them. So he's just 21 years old, and he also plays in Guinea for Kaloum Star. We'll quickly go through a couple of players who seem to be off the team. So Ibrahima Kone seems to be, we consider possible but unlikely. He actually was the goalkeeper who took over for Ali Keita in 2019. But he last appeared for the team on the bench in March 2021, so he hasn't played this year. He's with Hibernians in Malta. Another player who seems to be off the team is Ibrahim Kone. He played none of their 11 games in 2021, but was on the bench for two of them. And we'll get more details on him if he happens to be selected. Also seems to be off the team is veteran goalkeeper Nabi Musa Yatara. Nabi Musa Yatara last appeared for the national team in the 2019 African Cup, but he was the starter in 2012, 2015, and that's it. He was on the roster in 2019 too, but saw no action, as was the case in 2008 African Cup, way back then. So he amassed 61 caps, but he's 37 years old now, so seems to be off the team. And let us take a look at who made it. Okay, so Musa Kamara and Ali Keita both made it. I'm going to put them both as likely starters because they started an equal amount of games in 2021, although I'm thinking Ali Keita is probably the more likely candidate. And then the player we had as likely is Mohamed Kamara. He was also selected, but he would be a backup keeper on the bench. And none of the others, Ibrahim Kone, there's two Ibrahim Kones. No, there isn't. There's just one. Sorry, I think I introduced them both separately, but I had different notes for them. That's the problem there. Anyway, not selected. And Nabi Musa Yatara also not selected. Okay, let's move down to defenders. And we begin with Abdoulaye Cisse. We're starting with central defenders here, and we consider Abdoulaye Cisse a likely candidate. He actually was absent for 6 years, and he returned in June 2021, but went on to play six of their remaining eight games and was on the bench for two others. So he was gone and came back. He's been on the team since 2013. He only has 18 caps and one goal at 27 years old. And he subbed into the 2015 African Cup and then gained a starting position. But after that, he didn't play for the team, didn't even seem to be a consideration in 2019. When he was 4 years into his absence from the team. But now he seems a likely candidate. He plays for Kocaelispor in Turkey. And next one is Ibrahim Conte, but he's often called Ibrahim Sori the Third Conte. I'm guessing because other players share that name. It's a common name, maybe. Actually, there are three other players that play that name, that three soccer players in Guinea who have had that name. All right, so he returned after more than 2 year absence in March to play five of their remaining 11 games and was on the bench for two of the two others. So it looks like they kind of replaced their defense during 2021 because he came back from the cold but remained. And he was not selected in 2019 or hasn't played in a tournament, even though he's been on the team for quite a while. He's been on the team since 2013 and has 11 caps. He's 25 years old. So Ibrahim Sori Conte, a likely candidate. Mohamed Ali Kamara, played six of their 11 games in 2021. However, he was injured for the last two of those games. He is 24 years old and has been on the squad since 2010. And he has 10 caps. He plays for Young Boys in Switzerland. However, he's a bit of a doubt here because he was injured towards the end of 2021. So we'll see if he's recovered. A possible candidate is Simon Follett. Simon Follett played two of their games in 2021. And he was on the bench for one. He was also injured for a game in there now, but I think he's recovered. He is 29 years old and has been with the team since 2018 and has 17 caps. And he was a starter in the 2019 African Cup, but hasn't played a lot in 2021. Also, a possible candidate is Ousmane Kanté. He played three of their 11 games in 2021 and was on the bench for five others. So despite his age, he's 32 years old. He's only been on the team since 2019 and has eight caps. And he plays for Paris FC in France. That's a much smaller club than Paris Saint-Germain. Anyway, he's played recently, so he's a possible candidate. Some people may not know that Florentine Pogba is the brother of Paul Pogba, who plays for France. Florentine Pogba plays for Guinea as a central defender. He played five of their 11 games in 2021 and was on the bench for two others. So he is 31 years old and has 31 caps. And he's been with the team a long time, since 2010. He was a starter in the 2015 African Cup, but he subbed out a game two at just before halftime due to an injury. So that ended his participation there. And he hasn't returned to the team. In 2019, he wasn't even selected for the preliminary squad. But he's back here, and he's a possible candidate, Florentine Pogba. And our last possible candidate is Seydou Sow. Seydou Sow played five of their 11 games in 2021 and was on the bench for three of those. All right, so he has just been with the team since 2020. He's 19 years old, but he's got seven caps so far and plays for Saint-Étienne in France. So I think among the possible candidates, we have a lot of candidates for this position. He has a decent chance there. And then just a couple of names to throw out. They've basically appeared on the roster in the last couple of years. And I won't even tell you how many times they've appeared. It's enough to say that they're possible, but unlikely, because they haven't appeared that much. Ibrahim Sori Doumbouya is possible, but unlikely. Abdoulaye Silla is among those, possible, but unlikely. And finally, Mohamed Khalil Traoré. And we'll tell you more about those if any of them are selected. And then we have a few who are off the team. Julien Janvier. He last appeared for the team in November 2019, but he was a starter in the 2019 African Cup until he lost his position after game one. Then he didn't appear again. Ernest Seka is similarly seems to be off the team. He was on the bench in 2019, but gained a starting position, perhaps gained Julien Janvier's position, and played the remaining three games that they had. However, that was his last appearance for Guinea in the 2019 African Cup. Very muscular and blocky fellow is Ernest Saka. All right, well, we have a lot of names to choose from there, and we will tell you who was selected. So our first candidate, the likely Abdoulaye Cisse, did not make it to the squad. However, our other two likely players did. It's Ibrahima Sori Conte and Mohammed Ali Khamara, who make it to the squad. And Simon Fallett, the first of our possible candidates, did not make it. And Ousmane Conte, the second one, did. Ousmane Conte. Florentine Pogba did make it, but then left the squad injured and was replaced. We'll tell you who that replacement was a little bit later. I don't actually see a central defender as a replacement, but we'll get to that in time. Finally, our last possible candidate, Seydou Sow, also made the squad. So I'm just going to kind of take a guess here and say that Mohammed Ali Khamara and Ibrahim Asore Conte are the starters, and Ousmane Kante and Seydou Sow are substitutes. I may be wrong there, but based on their appearances last year, that's what it looks like. All right, we move on to left backs, beginning with Isiaga Silla. Isiaga Silla is a likely candidate, having played six of their 11 games in 2021 and on the bench for one other. So he's been around the squad for a while, a veteran actually, at 27 years old. He was on the team since 2011 and has 61 caps and two goals. So he played in the 2015 African Cup and was all a starter in the 2019 Cup. He actually was a starter in 2015 also, but lost his position there. But he was back in 2019. And we consider Isiaga Silla a likely candidate. Next one is Pa Konate, who we consider a possible candidate. Pa Konate had played three of their 11 games in 2021 and was on the bench for four others. He's 27 years old, but he first joined the team in 2019 and only has five caps. He has not been selected for a tournament until now. I'm seeing actually he didn't even make the preliminary squad in 2019. And I think I've been neglecting mentioning club teams here. So he plays for Botev Plovdiv in Bulgaria and was with Rosenborg in Norway. Before that, in fact, he was born in Sweden, so he started his career with Swedish clubs. Isiaga Silla, by the way, plays for Toulouse in France. Okay, moving on, we'll just mention Mohamed Bangoura, or sometimes called Mohamed Yorobo Bangoura, and he is a possible but unlikely candidate. We'll give more details if he makes it. And finally, Fode Khamara seems to be off the squad. Fode Khamara last appeared for the national team in the 2019 African Cup. He's 23 years old now, but he never earned a cap for the team. So he was selected for the 2019 African Cup, but he saw no action. I'm probably telling too much about him because he's not on the squad. Okay, let's see which left backs made it. And we have both Isiaga Silla, our likely candidate. So I'm guessing he would be the starter. And we have Pa Konate as a possible candidate, and I'm guessing he would be a sub. Okay, let us move on to right backs, and we don't actually have any strong candidates for right back, so we begin with someone who is possible but unlikely, Naby Khamara. And he's just kind of a name around the team with He has 9 caps since 2019, but all those are mostly in local tournaments. So a lot of it's doesn't happen that often that players move up from kind of local tournaments like the African National Championship to the main national team. It does happen, but there's not a lot of crossover there. Mikkel Dyrstam. Mikkel Dyrstam seems to be off the squad. He was a starter in 2019, but he hasn't appeared for the national team since October 2020. That's all we'll say about him unless he makes the squad. And Ousmane Sidibe. Ousmane Sidibe was also on the squad in the 2019 African Cup. He just appeared in game two as a substitute, and he hasn't appeared for Guinea since then. So not a lot of choice at right back, and the selection is the player we thought was off the team, Mikkel Dyrstam, made the team, but we also have a couple of new candidates. Actually, I think the first one was not brought in late. Actually, Antonio Conte was selected. Yes, he was selected, but he hadn't appeared on my radar because he had never played for Guinea before. So that happens sometimes. A player just comes in out of the blue. Antonio Conte plays in Romania. He's 27 years old, but he's never appeared for the national squad until he was named to the preliminary squad here. However, to complicate things, he was injured and withdrew from the tournament. I'm just going to verify that information here. I think it was an injury. Sorry about this. Yes, he and Florentine Pogba both withdrew from the tournament. And he was replaced. Well, they were replaced, but I'm not sure if it's a direct replacement because the positions are a little different here. So one of the players who came in is Gassou Youssouf Sibi. Gassou Youssouf Sibi, also new to the squad, never appearing on the squad, and perhaps that's why he's listed just as a defender rather than a more specific designation like a right defender or a centre back. But the two players who left injured, Florentine Pogba and Antonio Conte, are a centre-back and a right-back, respectively. So he's replacing one of those, although I'm not sure which one. He plays in Guinea for Wakria and is 21 years old. So definitely he'll be a substitute. And I'm going to go back and talk about Mikkel Dyrstam because we didn't give details. So he's been on the team since 2019 and has 9 caps. He's 30 years old. And he plays for Sarpsborg in Norway and has played kind of all over Europe. He was born in Sweden. Suddenly this sounds familiar. Anyway, he was a starter in 2019 but hadn't played since October 2020. So there we have it, Mikkel Dyrstam. And sorry if I repeated a few details there. I got to say that Dyrstam looks like the starter there, or else somebody out of position will be playing in that position. I can't believe he would kind of come in out of the cold and be a starter. So I'm going to put him down as a maybe for that. I kind of suspect somebody else has been playing that position because we don't have a regular candidate there. All right, let's move on to the midfield, and we start with defensive midfielders. And the first candidate is Ibrahim Cissé. Ibrahim Cissé is a likely candidate because after returning after more than 2 year absence in October, he played three of their remaining five games and was on the bench for two others. So seems to have stepped into that position. He is 27 years old and has been with the team since 2018. He has 12 caps and one goal. He's currently playing in Belgium, but he was with Fulham for 3 years before that. And he's with Sereng, a club called Sereng now, which is not very familiar to me. But he was with a bigger Belgian club before that, Standard Liège. And he was actually with their youth club for many years. So he was a starter in the 2019 African Cup and looks to be holding down that position for the last few games at least. Next one is also a likely candidate, Amadou Diawara. He played seven of their 11 games in 2021 and was not selected for the four others. He is 24 years old and has been with the team since 2018 and has 18 caps. And he is with Roma in Italy right now and played for Napoli for 3 years also. And he was a starter in the 2019 African Cup. So I'm going to kind of put him as the first choice here. He looks like a more likely starter than Ibrahim Cissé. But we have one possible candidate in Ibrahim Camara. Ibrahim Camara played two of their 11 games in 2021 and was on the bench for three others. And he is 22 years old, been with the team since 2019 and has six caps and one goal. He plays in Portugal. And I'm going to throw out a few names here of players who no longer seem to be on the team. So one is Abdoulaye Pay Camara, a minor player for the team, but he did he appeared recently, so that's why his name is on my list. I'll get into the details if he's selected. Beitama Sanko. He last played for the national team in November 2020, and he was a starter in the 2015 African Cup. And he was also selected in 2019, but he got injured before the tournament. So I'm going to move him up to possible but unlikely, because his last appearance in November 2020 was not that long ago. And finally, Ibrahim Asori, a minor player for the club, hasn't played for them recently. He last appeared in November 2019. And even though he has 27 caps, he never played in a tournament. And he seems to be off the squad. So there are our candidates, and let's see which ones made it. So both of our likely candidates, Amadou Diawara and Ibrahim Cissé, both made it. And as I said, I'm thinking, there is room for two starters in the defensive midfield. But I'm still going to put, this is kind of more of a prediction, Amadou Diawara as a starter and Ibrahim Cissé as a maybe there. Our possible candidate, Ibrahim Camara, did not make it, and nor did any of the other ones who we said seemed to be off the team. However, we do have a couple of candidates to add to this list, so new players. And the first one is Mori Konate. So Mori Konate, just give me a moment here. Mori Kanate was new to the squad. That's why he wasn't on my radar, because he had never appeared for the national team before being named to the preliminary squad. And he plays for Sint-Truidense in Belgium. But before that, he was with Borussia Dortmund 2 in Germany. So Borussia Dortmund's B team. And he's 28 years old and doesn't have a cap. So a bit of an unusual choice for this tournament, but here he is. The other one is Camera Fode. Huh? Fode Camera. You say? Didn't we just talk about him? Well, we talked about Fode Camera, but this one is a different one. This one was born in 2002, and he plays for Horoya in Guinea. And this Fode Camara has never appeared for the squad. However, he was brought in as a replacement. So he must be replacing either Florentine Pogba or Antoine Conte. So they brought in a defensive midfielder, it seems, to replace a defender. But I'm quite sure both of these players, Mori Konate and Fode Camara, they look like bench players. Okay, moving on to the central midfielder, we have a definite candidate in Mamadou Kane. Mamadou Kane played 10 of their 11 games in 2021 and was on the bench for one other, so he looked certain to be a starter here. He plays for Olympiakos in Greece and was actually loaned to Neftchi Baku in 2021, who he played for actually for a couple of years. So he did a second stint with them. He's 24 years old and he's been with the team since 2020, so fairly new, but he has 12 caps and 2 goals and played a lot in 2021. So I think he will be a starter. But of course, the much bigger name there, and I put him as likely here. I'll tell you why. He only played five. Sorry, I don't think I mentioned the name Naby Keita. Naby Keita, of course, plays for Liverpool in England and is probably their biggest name right now. He played 5 of their 11 games in 2021. I think he was injured, though. I think that kind of explains why. So I'm going to put him as a definite because I know he is no longer injured, and they will definitely use him if he is available. So Naby Keita is the captain of the team. He is just 26 years old. He's been with the team since 2013, so he joined when he was 18 years old. And has 44 caps and 8 goals. And he plays for Liverpool in England. And before that, he played for Leipzig in Germany and Red Bull Salzburg in Austria. So part of the Red Bull setup there. And he was a starter in the 2015 African Cup. He was also their top scorer in World Cup 2018 qualifying. Got 4 of their 9 goals, although they didn't make the World Cup, of course. And in 2019, he was struggling with injury, so he subbed in to Game 1 and started Game 2, but he couldn't continue because of an injury. So they'll be happy to have him fit here, but he does seem to be kind of coming in off an injury, so they'll hope it's not the same situation as in 2019, where it kind of prevented him. He was their top scorer in qualifying for this tournament too. It was 2 of their 8 goals. All right, that's Naby Keita, who we've dwelled on because he's one of their bigger names. Kamso Mara is a possible candidate for the central midfield. He played 5 of their 11 games in 2021 and was on the bench for 3 others. And he is 27 years old, but has been with the team just since 2019. He has 13 caps, though. And we'll mention Alpha Umar Sow as a possible but unlikely candidate. And we won't go into detail. He just appeared in the second of their 11 games in 2021. So just popped his head up. I'm going to put as a likely candidate Maddie Kamara. Maddie Kamara played 6 of their games in 2021, but he was injured for the last 2. So he's a bit of an injury doubt. He plays for Olympiacos in Greece and has been on the team since 2018, but has 21 caps, so he's played a lot since joining. He's 24 years old. He was a starter in the 2019 African Cup, but he started games 1 and 3, but not game 2. He started game 4 also, actually. All right, let's see how we did with central midfielders. And no surprise that Naby Keita is there. Okay, excuse me, I just have to take a little sip of water here. I'm back. Okay, Naby Keita is selected, as is Mamadou Kane. And there's enough room for 2 central midfielders, so I'll put them both down as starters. Maddy Kamara. What happened to Maddy Kamara? Oh, okay, he was the injury risk. And he did not make it, Maddy Kamara. And nor did the other candidates we talked about, Kamso Mara and Alpha Umar Sow. However, we do have 1 player added, and a very interesting player, actually, in, not sure how to say his name. It looks like Ilex Moriba. I'm going to spell that out because I'm pretty sure I'm saying it wrong. It's Ilaix. I said he's interesting because he plays for Leipzig in Germany and was with Barcelona before that. So he looks like a real up-and-comer there. He's just 18 years old now. He has no caps for the national team. In fact, never appeared for the national team before being named to the preliminary squad here, the final squad, I suppose. So there we go. So Ilex Moriba, he will probably be brought on as a sub, I would imagine, but still quite young. All right, left midfielders, we only have 1 candidate, but it's a likely one, and it's Aguibo Kamara. So Aguibo Kamara has never played in a national tournament, but he played 7, including 5, the last 5 of their 11 games in 2021. So he looks like a likely candidate. He was on the bench for 2 others besides, and he plays for Olympiacos in Greece. So he's just 20 years old, very young. He's been with the team since 2019 and has 9 caps and 1 goal. That's Aguibo Kamara, who is a left midfielder, and he did make the squad. So I'm going to put him as a maybe there, because he's quite young, and because there are some left wingers also kind of challenging for the position. So the first, by the way, there are no right midfielders, no players designated as right midfielders who've been playing in the last couple of years. So we move on to left wingers and Ahmed Mendes Moreira. Is a possible candidate. That's where I was heading. Wow, I really lost it there. Here we go. I'm back again. Including his first cap in May, he played 5 of their remaining 10 games in 2021 and was on the bench for 2 others. So he's 26 years old, but he just joined the team. And those 5 caps are his only caps. And he plays for PAS Giannina in Greece, a possible candidate. And we'll just make quick mention of Moussa Diawara. He returned from a 5-year absence, but I think he just played 1 game, and that was in last November. So November 2020. So seems to be off the squad, as does one more candidate, Jules Keita, last appeared for the national team in October 2019. However, he is just 23 years old, so we may see him yet. He plays for Lens in France. And among these left wingers, everything I just said is all for naught because none of those 3 made it. So Ahmed Mendes Moreira, Moussa Diawara, Jules Keita, none of them made the squad. But we have a new candidate. They just do this to keep me humble so that my predictions are wrong. A new candidate in Mamadou Diallo. And I think there are other Guineans named Mamadou Diallo. So it looks like he's being called Mamadou Lamarana Diallo, kind of adding that name there. Anyway, Mamadou Diallo is new to the squad and never appeared for the national team before being named to the squad. That's why he hadn't made our radar. But even though he's new, he's 27 years old and plays for Grenoble Foot in France, added to the squad. I am guessing that he is going to be a substitute. Okay, and our last midfield category is right wingers. And wow, these guys do not have a lot of players on the side here, because we only have 2 candidates and they both seem to be off the squad. So Ibrahima Ba last played in 2020, even though he's just 22 years old, he has not appeared. And Boniface Haba last played in November 2020. So again, we'll detail them if either of them made it, but I see that neither of them did. So that is it for the midfield, and we turn our attention to the attacking lines. So beginning with attacking midfielders, we have Ibrahima Konte, who we consider a likely candidate. Ibrahima Konte played 7 of their 11 games in 2021 and was on the bench for 2 others. He has 53 caps since his first in 2010 and 4 goals. He's 30 years old now, and he's played all over the place. He plays in Israel now, played in Bulgaria before that, but was once with Anderlecht in Belgium, which seems to be his biggest club. Again, there are 3 other players named Ibrahima Konte, so it can get a bit confusing. But this Ibrahima Konte was in the 2012 African Cup as a sub and then as a starter in 2015. However, he wasn't selected for the 2019 African Cup, even for the preliminary squad. So making a bit of a comeback here is Ibrahima Konte. Another likely candidate is Morey Silla. Has played 9 of their 11 games in 2021 and was on the bench for 1 of those. And he actually is based in Guinea. So one of the rare players based in Guinea making the squad. He's 23 years old, but has been on the squad since 2019 and has 17 caps. So I wouldn't be surprised to see him move to a bigger club. Next one is a possible candidate in Francois Camano. Francois Camano played three of their 11 games in 2021, but was injured for one game and not selected for seven others. So I'm not sure why he's playing so little for the squad right now. He's 25 years old and has been on the team since 2013. And he has 39 caps and seven goals. So he's with Lokomotiv Moscow in Russia and was with Bordeaux before that. And he was a sub in the 2015 African Cup, but a starter in the 2019 Cup there. So he should be more than a possible candidate, but he didn't play much in 2021. Also possible is Seydouba Souma. Seydouba Souma played four, including the last two, actually, of their 11 games in 2021, but he wasn't selected for the seven others. He scored their only goal in a win over Mali in qualifying. He's been with the team since 2013 and has 36 caps and nine goals. And he's 30 years old. And he plays for Kuwait Soccer Club in Kuwait and played in Serbia and Israel and Slovakia and in South Africa. He's kind of a bit of a globetrotter, is Seydouba Souma. And sometimes he's called Seydou Souma. All right, well, a possible but unlikely candidate is Ismail Camara. So he's made an appearance, but it was just in March 2021. And then someone who seems to be off the team is a bit of a veteran in Ibrahima Traore. Ibrahima Traore was the captain of the team in the 2015 African Cup and started all four games as he did in 2019. And he was with Borussia Mönchengladbach in Germany for the last 7 years, but is currently unattached. So at 33 years old, he may be retired actually. But he, as far back as 2012, was a starter in the African Cup, but seems to be at least heading towards retirement. So let's see which of these attacking midfielders made it. And we have our likely candidates, Ibrahima Konte and Morley Sylla, both making the squad. I'm going to come back and try to guess who the starter is there. We have Seydouba Souma, but I'm going to guess he is a substitute. And that's it. None of the others, Ismail Camara or Ibrahima Traore or Francois Camano, which actually is a bit of a surprise. I kind of wonder where he has gotten to, Francois Camano, but not on the squad. Actually, both of these seem like likely candidates, and maybe there's room for two attacking midfielders, because especially they don't really have wingers. But I'm going to say, just based on their participation last year, that Morley Sylla, having played nine of the 11 matches, is slightly more likely than Ibrahima Konte, who played seven. Okay, moving on to the forwards. We have Jose Conte, who is a likely candidate. Jose Conte played eight of their 11 games in 2021, He wasn't selected for the three others. So he seems to have moved into a starting position. He was just a sub in the 2019 African Cup, although he did start game four. And he is 31 years old. He's been with the team since 2016 and has 21 caps and four goals. He's currently playing for Karait in Kazakhstan and was in Poland with Legia Warsaw before that. He's kind of been all over the place too, which I won't go into detail on. Jose Kante, a likely candidate. Mohamed Bayo is a possible candidate, including his first cap in March 2021. He played five of their 11 games, and those are his only five caps, of course. He is 23 years old and plays for Clermont Foot in France, but he also scored two goals in World Cup 2022 qualifying, one in each of their games against Sudan. So yeah, those games were their most recent ones, so that those goals probably gave him an extra edge there. We'll see if he made it. Abubakar Demba Kamara is also a possible candidate. Abubakar Demba Kamara played two of their 11 games in 2021, but was on the bench for three others. And he's 27 years old. He's been with the team for a long time, since 2011, and has 21 caps and three goals, but has never been invited or selected for a tournament. So he's currently playing in Morocco, but he played in Malaysia and then Israel before that. So kind of traveler, one of those traveler soccer players. Another possible candidate is Morgan Guiavogui. Morgan Guiavogui, I'm dead sure I'm saying that name wrong, had his first cap in November and played two of their remaining games in 2021. So I'll consider him possible because those were recent games, but I won't give a lot of detail about him because we have quite a few candidates here. The next one is Sori Kaba. Sori Kaba played two of their 11 games in 2021 and was on the bench for one other. And he was a starter in the African Cup. He didn't start the fourth game, though. So maybe they weren't satisfied with him or wanted to try out another player. Anyway, he plays for Midtjylland in Denmark right now, and has played in France and Spain also. So he's 26 years old, with 16 caps and three goals since his first cap in 2017. That is Sori Kaba. Maybe slightly more possible than the other possible candidates here. So, hey, I'm going to move him up to the near the top of the list. I don't think he's as likely as Mohamed Bayo. Okay, Mustafa Kouyaté. Played six of their 11 games in 2021 and was on the bench for one other. So actually he seems fairly likely among these possible candidates too. He's 27 years old. And actually, his first cap was in 2020, maybe. It says 2021 here, but he has seven caps and played six games in 2021. So it may be 2020. Anyway, he's fairly new to the squad. Okay, and then a bunch of names I'm going to throw out. And I'll just say generally, their names have kind of popped up in the last year or two. And if any of them come to be selected, I'll tell you more. First one is El Hajj Ba. Next one is Yadi Bangura. These are all possible but unlikely candidates. Yadi Bangura. Next one is Yakuba Naga Barry. And then we have Momo Yansen, also a possible but unlikely. So four possible but unlikely candidates. And then a few who seem to be on their way out, and some of them are better veterans. So Las Bangura seems to be off the squad, but is a recognizable name to me. He last played in the African Cup as a sub. But actually, in the 2015 African Cup, he wasn't selected. So he never seemed to be fully established on the squad. He started, actually, in 2012, but lost his starting position. Next one is Hadji Barry. I'm not going to talk about him because he really hasn't played for the team that much. Bengali Fode Koita last played for the team in the 2019 African Cup, where he was a sub. Idrissa Silla also last played in the 2019 African Cup as a sub, as he did in 2015 too. I have returned from my water sippage. Next one is Mohamed Yatara, and I will talk about him because he has a bit more experience. So they're maybe losing a player. Actually, it looks like they lost him a while ago. Mohamed Yatara. So actually, he's just 28 years old, but he has all the signs of moving into retirement. 38 caps and 12 goals. But he last played for the team in November 2019. And he was playing for Auxerre in France and Standard Liège in Belgium. But in 2020, moved to play in China. And he was a starter in 2015. But actually, I see he was just a sub in 2019. So even though he's a familiar name to me, perhaps because he played for Lyon in France for 5 years. Anyway, he seems to be off the squad now, and that's it for forwards. And we're going to take a look at who made it. Well, quite a few of them did. Jose Conte, our likely candidate, made it. And Mohamed Bayo, our young, kind of a young candidate. I'm just going to go back and take a look to see how likely they are to start. Yes, he scored a couple of goals in the 2022 qualifying. So I'm going to put him as a likely, as a possible starter, but I think it'll be Jose Cante. And Morgan Guiavogi did make the team. I'm going to put him as a sub. And Sori Kaba. So Sori Kaba was also a possible candidate. And none of the others made it. I'll just repeat the possible names who didn't make it. So Abubakar Demba Kamara didn't make it, and nor did Mustafa Koyate. And that is it for the Guinea team. So we'll just go back over and look at the players that seem to be starters and some of the main players for them. So we begin with manager Kaba Diawara. He's a bit of a rookie manager, to be honest. And then for goalkeepers, we're not sure who's going to start between Ali Keita and Moussa Kamara, because they kind of played around the same amount of games last year. But we pipped Ali Keita as the more likely between the two. Among the central defenders, we think the starters will be Ibrahim Asori Conte and Mohamed Ali Kamara. And as left back, we think Itiaga Silla looks like the starter there. For right backs, we don't really have one, so I'm predicting an out of position player will play there. But for now, the most likely candidate coded as a right back is Mikael Dyerstrom. But he's really not a fixture on the squad. In the midfield, central midfielders, Amadou Diawara looks like a starter, and Ibrahima Cisse, I think, is a maybe. And among the central midfielders, Naby Keita will definitely start, and Mamadou Kane also looks like a starter. Left midfielders, we only had one likely candidate in Aguibu Kamara. But I'm not really pipping him as a starter. And we have no other kind of left or right midfielders otherwise. So it's probably central or defensive midfielders moving over, or perhaps an attacking midfielder. We think Morley Sylla is going to be a starter in the attacking midfield, and Ibrahima Konate is a maybe. And then, as a sorry, this should be forwards here. We think Jose Conte is going to be a starter, and maybe Mohamed Bayle. But of course, forwards sub in, so we have a couple of players who will probably get on the field, but we didn't really regard them as starters. So that brings us to the end of our look at Guinea, and we'll just kind of do our outro. So you can find us on the, if you search Google on Soccer Files, that's soccer and files with a PH, or you can visit our website at soccerfiles.captivate.com. And if you want to get in touch with us, it's soccerfiles@gmail.com. And we are International Soccer Preview by Soccer Files Canada. Thanks so much for listening, and we will see you for our next team.